You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you're asleepin', he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hello and welcome everyone to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Beverly Cascaden.
Oh, Bev, what a guest we have on Meet the People of MCB. We're going to have fun today. We've got some questions. Oh, it's just going to be just so much fun.
You really had to pull some strings to get this guest.
Well, I think you had probably more to do with it than I did, because you're when he checks his list, you know, I don't know if I'm on the good side or the bad side. So you probably are more on the good side than I am. So.
I don't know. We'll see Christmas morning.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is just our delight to bring on at this time. We're just so tickled to have our guest here today with us. Santa Claus, welcome to Meet the People of MCB.
Well, hello, Chip, and hello, Beverly.
Oh, Santa Claus, it's just so nice to have you with us. It's been a year since the last time that we've had you on Meet the People of MCB. I'm sure it's been a busy time for us. I know you've been gearing up over the last several months to get ready for Christmas this year. So how have things been with you?
Oh, it's been wonderful. We've been busy little elves getting ready for Christmas Eve. And it's just wonderful time of the year, but I'm glad to take a little bit of my time to talk with you today.
Oh, thank you so much, Santa. We really appreciate it. I take it that all the reindeers are ready to get going and deliver all the nice little goodies and toys to the kiddos.
Oh, absolutely. They've been practicing their takeoffs and their landings and eating carrots and staying healthy for the busy night coming up.
Oh, that's awesome. I know all of it. The little tots are so excited about it and everything. So we've got some questions, Santa, if you don't mind, just spend a little time here with us. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass it over to Bev, because I know she's got some really good questions for you. So Bev, just go right on.
Well, I've got several questions here, but I'm going to start with, how did you meet Mrs. Claus?
I'm trying to remember. It was a long time ago, but I believe we met at a bake sale.
A bake sale? I love it. And yeah. I bet she won first prize at that bake sale, too.
Oh, undoubtedly. I think we may have been both reaching for the same cookie.
Oh, how sweet. You knew that was love at first bite, huh? Of the cookie.
Absolutely.
And I'm wondering, I've been thinking about this. Do you have any huskies at the North Pole?
Huskies?
Huskies, because they love the snow and they probably get along with your reindeer.
Oh, for sure. We have a quite a little small stable of puppies up here in the North Pole, and they love playing in the snow, and obviously they love playing with the reindeer too. So sometimes they distract the elves from the busy work they need to be doing, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yes, and you know, and probably when those reindeers take off, the huskies, oh, they want to run along and until they just can't get airborne either, because they probably ate too much.
But, that's true. They're a little frisky. I'm glad they can't fly.
Yeah. Yes. And as we know, they get distracted easily. But, do you have a favorite reindeer?
Oh, I can't have a favorite reindeer, no. Beverly. They're all wonderful, and they all are helpful, and they make my job a lot easier.
Oh, yes, and a great team that you have there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to move on to the request from the children that you see. Have you had a very unusual request from any of the children?
Oh, well, it's I'm sure I've had many, many strange requests or fun requests from there, too. One time I had a, I think it was a little boy somewhere, could have been in Missouri somewhere, somewhere in the Midwest, but could have been Missouri. I think he asked me for a barn.
A barn?
Yes, a barn. And I'm not sure I could get a barn in the sleigh. I've never tried, but he had a second item on his list, and we went with that one.
Yes. I'm sure it's difficult with some of them because it is, you've got to have a lot of consideration of how you're going to get things there and to tell the elves to build the barn, you know, but
yes.
You do
well,
the best
I did check,
you can.
We did check at IKEA, but they didn't have anything in stock. So we went with the item number two on the list. I think that was a soccer ball, and it fit nicely into the sleigh.
Oh, yes. Yes, that works much, much better. And lately, I bet you've been getting a lot of requests for soccer balls and soccer equipment because that is
the thing
for kids. And how about ice skates?
Ice skates, all kinds of equipment like that. Kids love to get that. So we are fastly working on getting all those things put together and ready to go for Christmas Eve.
Wow. Good. Oh, my gosh. How exciting. I had another question. Is your house really made of gingerbread cookies and gumdrops?
Oh, that's a very, very good question. Partially, we will say that. It's partially made of those items with a nice coating on the outside that the reindeer can't lick.
I love it. Chip, I'm going to let you ask a few questions here.
Okay, all right. Well, Santa, I know you've got a couple other names that you like to go by, Kris Kringle and Saint Nick. So does it matter which one of your three names that maybe the kiddos or the parents would call you by?
Oh, I don't think it matters. I'll answer to any of those. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Okay. All right. And Santa, tell us, why the North Pole? Because when I looked up a little bit of background, your history, I noticed that you were originally around the area of Turkey. So how did you wind up at the North Pole and why the North Pole?
Real estate. I need lots and lots of room for lots and lots of, we have the factory for building the toys, and we have the shipping department, and we have to be able to have lots of room for the reindeer to run and play and train and exercise. And so just came across a great deal up there, and it's been a wonderful place to continue our great mission.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. So, Santa, tell us, what's the process like for you when you loaded up your reindeer sleigh and you're delivering the toys and you land on a rooftop to deliver those toys to the parents and the kiddos? Do you drop the toys down the chimney and then go down the chimney? Or do you how do you actually get into their homes?
Oh, that's a good question because, as you know, everyone's home is a little bit different. And so we have to adjust our method of delivery based on the house or the apartment or wherever they may be so we can get to the kiddos and deliver their toys on time on Christmas Eve. So we're pretty flexible, and we've got kind of a standard protocol that we like to follow when we arrive at the home, and Some of that is industry secrets, so we can't share that with you. It varies on that. And then the reindeer somehow have some suggestions for us. And then obviously I'm communicating back to the North Pole, and usually they have a idea when we're arriving at, let's say Beverly's house. When we get there, I think she's on the good list this year. Let me check here.
Oh no, he's checking the list.
Check him in twice.
Oh, there she is. Oh yes, yes. I happily tell you, Beverly, you're currently on the list.
Good list.
Good list. Now you've got a few days to go, so keep it up.
Gotta be on my best.
Looking pretty good so far. So, when we arrive at Beverly's house, we have a specific little note here of how to get in and get out quickly.
Hey, that's cool. That's really cool. Awesome. So then, also tell us. I know you have to leave probably pretty early on Christmas Eve to make all of your rounds all over the world. So how long does it generally take you once you've left the North Pole to get all around the world and back to the North Pole?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I've been doing this a little while. So early years, we were running late here and there, but we've kind of figured it out now. So it's a great, very, very, let's say, expedited process. We go extremely fast. No lollygagging. I have to eat the cookies when I get to the house. I got to only take a couple little bites. I can't linger, even though sometimes they're really, really good. But I have to take my bite of cookie and drop those presents off and get going to the next house. So we've got it down pretty well sometimes. Sometimes the weather's a little crazy, depending on, where we are. That's okay. That's okay. We always get them delivered, and we always get them on time. So that is what we try to do at the North Pole, and hopefully we'll do that coming up here in a few days.
Oh, that's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I had just a couple of more questions, then I'm going to pass it back over to Bev. So you mentioned the cookies. Have you ever gotten other kind of delectables other than the cookies, and maybe unusual or different that you really enjoyed?
Oh, yes. And again, that depends on the part of the world that we stop in, because sometimes we get some interesting things. I will divulge this today. Santa Claus likes sushi. And sometimes I get a little bit of sushi on my plate. Hopefully it hasn't been sitting out too long, but I'm okay. I'll take a little bite of that and move on. But yeah, depending on where we are in the world, what they leave out for old St. Nick sometimes changes.
Oh, right. That's really fascinating. Interesting. All right. So Santa, one last question before I pass it over to Bev. What is your favorite Santa Claus song that you like to listen to as you're traveling with your reindeers all across the world?
Ooh, boy. Well, I've got a little bit of a playlist developed on my phone. I probably shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Trying to think of a good one there too. Oh, I always liked Up and on the Rooftop. I like that one. That's always a classic there. And then the one where I'm Coming to Town, that's a good one too.
Always like
that one. Mm-hmm. And then I have various other things again, like the upbeat stuff that keeps me going and keeps me awake throughout the night. They're going there too, but I like all the Christmas songs.
Well, good.
Well, so that's kind of what's on our playlist, and that keeps us motivated and moving.
Oh yeah. I bet the reindeers love hearing those songs as well. So thank you so much for sharing those with us. All right, Bev, I'm turning it back over to you.
Oh my gosh, these are great, great questions, Chip, that you've come up with, and great answers, Santa. And yeah, when you asked the question of the song, I kept thinking, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. So we'll be playing that over and over. Now, I know you're, we always see you in the red suit, with a hat. Is there anything under that red hat, Santa Claus?
Now, Beverly, you need to stay on the nice list.
Okay, we can pass on that if you want, but you've got a beautiful beard.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been working on it, keeping it nice and clean and groomed for the season. But, no, I've got some thermals on underneath, that's for sure. keeps me nice and warm on a cold night, depending on where I am. But, no, I've got quite the let's just say I probably stopped by Bass Pro Shop a few times and got me some really comfortable and warm undergarments to wear under my red suit there.
Oh my gosh, Santa Claus, I was talking about your hat. Your hat.
Oh, I'm not gonna know.
Oh my gosh, the hat. We gotta keep
hat.
Your head.
No.
Yes.
No. That hat is specifically designed for my head. It keeps it nice and warm and toasty, even when the winds are blowing.
Yes, yes. And we can sing about White Christmas, too. And I bet you would prefer no ice when you land on those rooftops. But I'm sure
we get it all depending on where we are. You're right. It the weather's different, but we adapt.
Yes, yes. I got to move a little bit to what is your hobby other than when you're not delivering toys?
Ooh, that's a good question. So, well, it's a year-long process. So, you know, as soon as we deliver the toys on Christmas Eve, get back and usually take a little bit of a nap. And then we get started again for next year. So it's it's right into it. But love listening to music while we're working. That's always kind of a hobby. Love to read. Reading important and good to do there. You learn things that way. So that's that's probably been my most, and spending time with Mrs. Claus. We'd like to take walks and check on the reindeer, and occasionally we'll sneak away in the sleigh ourselves and just have a little time flying around. So that's kind of what we do.
Yes, and I could just see you with showing the elves, on teaching them their job too. The word came to my mind, tinkering. You're tinkering. I thought, is that how we got Tinker Toys? Did you develop Tinker Toys? Not everybody knows about Tinker Toys, and I'm showing my age with that, but Lincoln Logs and all that. But I hope
we call
kids
those
are
classics.
Still...
Those are classics, Bev.
Yes, classics I hope they're toys. Still yes. around. I hope kids still enjoy that because it stirs the imagination and
When we get a request for something like that on a child's Christmas list, we kind of get excited because bringing back the old classics like that are fun to make, and always excited to deliver those too.
Yes, and what things have been outdated, but yet they're coming back, and I was surprised to see record players. Wow,
oh, yes.
Turntables.
We've been bringing back the vinyl, so we've had a lot of requests for those, so that's a fun one, too.
Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, you've got me so excited. I cannot wait for Christmas with my grandchildren and seeing what they get all excited about, and the adults get excited, too.
Mm-hmm. They do, and that's what keeps us going year-round. Mm.
Yes, I love it. Well, Chip, I've kind of come to the end of my questions. Do you have any more?
Oh, I do. Santa, has there ever been a time that you visited someone's home and one of the little kiddos accidentally seen you? They crawled out of bed to either get some drink of water and they spotted you. Have you ever had that experience?
Oh, all the time. So I've gotten pretty good at being pretty quiet as I slide into the house and slide out of the house. But sometimes I'll see a head peeking over the couch or maybe from under the blanket. They've fallen asleep on the couch. So it happens more than you think. But usually I get out pretty quick, and maybe they sometimes don't remember. But it has happened over the years. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, and I know, Santa, all the places that you visited for the little kiddos to come and see you at the malls, all the other places, share with us a heartwarming story or a fun story that you've experienced over your many, many years. Something that you would like to share, maybe an experience that a little tot came up to you and maybe asked for something or some, I don't know, some heartwarming, fun story that you would like to share.
Oh, goodness. There's so many good little girls and boys out there, and they've come to see me over the years, wherever I may be. And just trying to think of one off the top of my head, but it's always exciting to hear what they've been up to for the year and how excited they are for Christmas Eve coming up. And, you know, sometimes they tell me a story about, you know, helping out with the family or doing a good deed for maybe for the neighbors or helping out at school or at church or something like that. You know, always great to hear those stories. And sometimes I think they're just trying to get on the nice list, but most of the time I think they're genuine and really excited about, you know, the Christmas season and the spirit of Christmas. And the spirit of Christmas is what keeps us going throughout the year and what makes this time of year so special.
Oh, you bet. Well, let me also ask you, Santa, is Mrs. Claus still after you about your weight? Is she still trying to get you to lose some weight?
Oh, we've stopped having that discussion years ago. She knows what Santa Claus needs, so it's all good. She feeds me well, and again, it's her fault. She does all the cooking. She's the one that makes everything so delicious. So I can't help it. So,
well, I knew one time she tried to keep you on that diet, and I know how it is with you. So,
nope, no more dieting. So it's all good. No, especially this time of year. I mean, she's baking and cooking and taking care of me and everybody else in the North Pole too. So, you know, we have a good time. And then, you know, occasionally after I get done with all my work on Christmas Eve, you know, we'll go out for a hearty walk, kind of walk it off a little bit. No, it's all good. And keep Santa Claus holly and jolly.
Okay. All right. Well, Santa, I know you love all the little kiddos. You love going to their homes. You love delivering the little toys and everything to make them happy. But at the same time, is there a special place that you just marvel at every time you visit a country or a place around the world? Is there anything, any special place that you really enjoy visiting?
Oh, goodness. So many wonderful places to visit, and so many wonderful little girls and boys that I get to, you know, deliver presents to every year, and so excited when I see them on the nice list to go to. Boy, gosh, goodness, you know, love coming to Missouri. Love crossing over that arch. That always is fun to see lit up in the night. You know, that's always fun to see. So hopefully this year it'll be nice and brisk and cold. I think I'm looking here at the advanced forecast. I'm not seeing any snow at the moment, but that could come along. But I'm okay with that as I fly into Missouri. But always love coming, seeing the girls and boys in the Show Me State.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Santa, do you have any secrets about yourself that maybe nobody knows but you and your elves and maybe Mrs. Claus? Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners that, now we got a little peep into what Santa Claus is really like?
Oh, goodness. Well, if it's a secret, I can't tell you. It won't be secret. Oh, goodness gracious. Trying to think of something that's good. I already told you about my long john, so that's not secret anymore. What would be a good one there, too? I'm trying to think. Some people think I'm lactose intolerant. That is not true. So I'm good with that. I drink a lot. That milk's pretty good. I get washing down those cookies. So
eggnog too.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, too. Trying to think of something there too. Boy, you know, again, I'm pretty open book there. Most people know a lot of stories about me, and it's always exciting to know those over the years, and most of it's true.
Okay. All right. Well, in closing, Santa, is there anything that you would like to share that offer encouragement to the moms and dads and the kiddos and everyone that you'll be visiting this year? Anything that you would like to share, any encouragement that you would like to offer?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first want to say to all the little girls and little boys and the mamas and the daddies of the MCB, want to wish you a merry, merry Christmas. And we're so excited to be coming your way in just a few days. And remember to keep the spirit of Christmas alive, because that's so important this time of year, to remember the reason for this season, and to love everyone, and and just give everybody a hug in your household, and remember to put those cookies and milk out on Christmas Eve. That's super important. Keep Santa going through there too. But we just wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and can't wait to come see you, and can't wait to deliver those toys, and so excited for this year. So we appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Santa. I don't know, Bev, if you had another question or two, but I tell you, Santa, it's just been so special having you on here with all of us, Meet the People of MCB. We certainly want to wish you and all the reindeers, the little elves, and Mrs. Claus a huge success for the upcoming year for 2024. But you stay well, you stay safe, and take good care of yourself.
We love you, Santa.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Love you too. Appreciate both of you having me on today. Hold on one second.
Yep. Oh,
a little bit of an issue in the factory. So probably need to get going here and see what's going on over there. I got a couple elves peeking it. Just a moment. Finishing up with Chip and Bab. I'll be right there. I'll take care of that. Just a little malfunction. I'll fix it real quick. Okay, be right there. No, Chip and Bab, thank you for having me on today. Really appreciate it, and wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you,
Merry
Santa.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
Yes. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ho, 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 ho!
With little tin horns and little toy drums, Rudy toot toot and rummy tum tums, Santa Claus is coming to town. There's curly head dolls that toddle and coo, elephant boats and kitty cars too, Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids in Girl and Boyland will have a jubilee.
They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree.
So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
Santa Claus is coming.